The Lord is calling us higher, and it starts with prayer. Join us week after week as ministry leaders from all over the world intercede on behalf of the singles. The Singles Prayer Call is designed to encourage single women and men to become whole, to develop a strong relationship with Christ, to produce good fruit in their lives, to find their purpose, to work in excellence, to develop a stronger prayer life, and reading the Word of God. Stay tuned for the Singles Prayer Call.
Saturday, good morning, good afternoon, and good night to all those who are listening in different parts of the world. Welcome to a new episode. I am Coach Danielle Powell, aka Coach Danny. I am so excited that you are tuning in on today. I pray that you guys had an amazing week and that you are excited about the weekend. I am the founder of Single Sue Pray. If you are listening and if you are single, feel free to join our private Facebook group. We are a community of singles who love to pray. We love to empower each other. We love to encourage each other. And also, we like to have fun, like to laugh, and just grow in the Lord. I am a content creator for YouVersion and the Bible.com. I have many devotionals on that app. Feel free to check out some of my devotionals. Some of you have found me from the devotionals, so welcome, welcome, welcome. And also, special welcome to all the new members who joined this week. To God be the glory. Shout out to Singles Who Pray, my family. I'm going to always say that. And just a special shout out to all those who are listening who are not single. I appreciate you guys. I know I have many friends who are married and they listen to the podcast. So shout out to you guys. Even, you know, this week, you guys tuned into our live broadcast. And I'm going to get into that in a little bit. I am also a Christian life coach. If you would like coaching, feel free to sign up for a discovery call at daniellepowell.com. You may need help on your single journey. You need help with accomplishing those goals. You know, we got to get those goals together. Or you just want to become a coach and you just need guidance on how to start that journey. Feel free to sign up for a discovery call and we can dive a little deeper. And again, thank you to everyone who joined us this past week of our 3-day of fasting and prayer. To God be the glory. It was such an amazing encounter. I know God really moved. I have so many testimonies from some of you guys. And to God be the glory, because this is why I do these type of events. I know I took a break the last few months from doing live events, but God told me to do this because I know that many of you will be blessed by it. And my aim for Singles Who Pray is to us to grow in the Lord, to go deeper in prayer, to develop a stronger relationship with Christ. And I pray that God continues to help us to grow, to breathe on the ministry, and that He will be glorified. That's the number one reason, is that God will be glorified and His people will grow in the knowledge of Him. And if someone would come into the knowledge of Christ. And I do believe that Singles Who Pray has a mantle of evangelism on the ministry, because many of you are out there evangelizing, praying for people in your own way. That could be giving a message, encouraging someone you know on your job or in your family. So let's continue to just continue to grow in the Lord. And many of you reach out asking me to continue these type of events. And yes, I am planning and, you know, trying to see how we can do something, even if it's like twice a month, a live event, praying, getting some of my friends to come through, because I don't always have to be the one to pray. I have a lot of amazing, great friends who love to pray. They have the mantle of prayer in their life. They have the mantle of the word. So we're going to get that stuff together. So September, be on the lookout. We are going to put something together. So today, after all those announcements, I think that's it. I had a word planned out last night, and I was going to tape it last night, but I had a church service, so I got in late. But God changed it right before I record this morning. So I'm just going to try to speak in on how God gave it to me, and I won't be before you long. And if you've been following me, following my podcast or my ministry for a while, God uses me very uniquely through dreams and visions. He gives me revelations through dreams and visions. To God be the glory. So I had a dream actually the beginning of the week. And in this dream, I'm not going to say who this pastor is, but I did mention him before in one of my recordings. When I was in the world, as you guys know, I wasn't always saved. I grew up in church, but then I did my own thing. And when I was in the world, I was, planning events in a nightclub, industry, music industry. My mom, she used to always send this preacher prayer line, this pastor's prayer line, to my phone at 2 a.m. in the morning. Can you imagine this scenario? I'm in the club, having fun, handling business, whatever, and my mom sends me this preaching prayer call, and I'm just like, what is going on? Sometimes it was funny, and then sometimes it was very convicting. And I believe that little seed that was sold into me during that time when I was just not, in church. I didn't have a relationship with Christ. I was just living my life the way I wanted to live it. I believe those prayer calls did something to me, because it was sometimes where I would just get away and try to listen to the call. And after, I gave my life to Christ, this person became one of my absolute favorite preachers. So he was in my dream, and I always feel like he would always play a big part in my walk with Christ, because that was the voice that I heard every week while I was in the world, while I was in the club scene. And that speaks volumes to someone out there. You may have been praying for an unsaved loved one, even an unsaved child. Keep sowing those seeds into them. I'm telling you, don't give up. They are going to come into the knowledge of Christ. I'm telling you, it may be years until you see the full transformation, but don't stop praying. Don't stop sowing seeds into them, seeds of love, seeds of understanding, seeds of just wanting them to be better. But do it with love. So back to the dream. I don't want to be before you long, guys, but I feel like I'm trying to get through it. Okay. So in the dream, the particular pastor, he told me to hold his green jacket, and he gave it to me so gently, and he hung it across my arm, like very gentle. Like you can tell he was telling me, like, don't get it wrinkled. And as time passed, I tried to put his jacket, I guess I was sick of holding the jacket. So I tried to place the jacket in this like container I had. I don't know where the container came from, but it was big enough for me to place a jacket inside. You know, like those little containers that sometimes you could put like your sneakers, or, it was like a flat container. And at the bottom of this container, it was like sticky residue at the bottom. And we were in some place. It was a really big, I don't know if it was an arena or maybe a gym. It was huge. And he was on another side of the room, and he was watching me, like putting the jacket in the residue. And he was looking at me like, what are you doing? And he was just like, gave me the face, like, stop doing that. So I'm gonna get into the revelation of the dream really quickly, but go with me to Matthew 16 and 25. If you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it. But if you would give up your life for my sake, you will save it. So the word for today is a sticky situation. You ever step on gum in the street, and no matter what you do, it's so hard to get the gum off of your shoe. If you live in New York, you may have placed your foot in some dirty water in the street, hoping that the gum will come off. And if that doesn't work, you are just trying to walk and scrape your foot to the ground so the gum will come off, and you would just keep stomping until the gum comes off. It's a sticky situation. God gave me an amazing revelation to this dream. In the dream, the jacket represented a new life, a new beginning. And green, it represents restoration. Anytime you see anything with green, it's always connected to restoration. And that could be in plants, that could be in different things. It represents a new beginning, praise, growth, flourishing. For flourishing today, I would say thrive. Thrive in your singleness. And the jacket represents progress. And also, God gave me the revelation that the jacket represents new garments. Because anytime God is trying to do something new in your life, we must replace the old garments and replace it with new garments for our new season. You can be holding on to garments of shame, guilt, unforgiveness, complacency, or even doubt. And God wants you to replace those old garments with His God's love, with His peace, restoration, deliverance, and joy. Go with me to Ephesians 4, chapter 4, 20 through 24. That, however, is not the way of life you learn. When you heard about Christ and what you were taught in Him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put your old self, which is being corrupted by deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds and put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Old self represents old garments. And back to the dream. I believe myself placing the jacket in a container in a sticky residue was me stopping my progress, because me putting the jacket in the residue is not, I'm not going to be putting on this new jacket. It's clean, it's fresh, it looks nice. It was a very vibrant green color, but I was trying to just put it back into the container and not put it on because I was trying to stop my progress. And the pastor in the dream telling me to stop with authority represents a voice of reason in my life. And many of us, we have so many people in our life that represents, voice of reason, the person who gives us wisdom, person that gives us guidance. And it's people who want us to move forward. We have people in our lives that want us to succeed in life. They want us to live out our purpose. Many of us have parents, pastors, friends, accountability partners, coaches, or even mentors that really want to see us go higher in God. They want to see us succeed. They want us to see us become our best selves. But some of us right now, we are in sticky situations, and that could look differently for everyone. But I'm talking to the single today, right? So some of you may have a sticky situation of a relationship. You know that relationship has been sour for a while. It's toxic. You know that relationship is not God ordained, but the relationship is familiar. It feels good. And some people really feel stuck in certain relationships because of the time you invested, the love you gave, just everything, and you feel stuck. It's a sticky situation. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 43, 18 through 19. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Let me say that one more time. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Did you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness, streams into the wasteland. You may have a sticky situation of moving forward from the past. Your old life is all that you know. Anything new seems scary. Anything new seems like the unknown. You've been living this life for a long time now, and it's so hard to pivot into the new season. Believe me, I have been there. It's so hard to really pivot into all that God has for you. And every time you try to take a few steps forward, the enemy comes to trip you up. Many of you, you want to go deeper in Christ. You want to develop that stronger prayer life. You want the Lord to really transform you. Like, that's a real thing. That's a real goal for you. Like, you're not playing in this season. You really want to have that transformation from the Lord. But something is keeping you stuck. Many of you, you know what that is. It could be old bad habits. It could be that secret sin. But something is keeping you stagnant. Something is keeping you from moving forward. Something is blocking your progress. It's a sticky situation, but I declare and declare on today that you will rise above what is holding you back. You will rise above the blockage. You will rise above all the things that is trying to block your progress. I decree and declare that the sticky residue from the past that tries to cling on us is removed in the mighty name of Jesus. And believe me, sometimes when you give your life to Christ, there may be some residue that still lingers, but you just got to stay in prayer. You got to have people around you that's also praying for you. You got to just be so serious about growing in Christ that the past doesn't matter anymore. You're moving forward. You're moving on to what God has for you. So I pray that this quick word helps someone, and I'm going to read one more scripture. And another one, this is definitely for a lot of other new believers, because I know many people are on different levels and singles who pray, and we are all on a we're on the same journey, but we may be at different places of our life. And there may be someone who just gave their life to Christ. So I'm going to read 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. Anyone who is joined to Christ is a new being. The old is gone and the new has come. And that message is for someone out there. The new has come. God is giving you a new life. He's giving you a new season. And in this season, just trust the Lord. Don't beat up yourself if you feel like you're not doing everything right, because we are all imperfect. We are all growing daily. It doesn't matter how long you've been in the faith. Everyone is growing in the Lord. And we should always have childlike faith, childlike eyes to see the Lord. So I pray that this has been a blessing. The change of stagnation is coming off in the mighty name of Jesus. Anything that is holding us back is being removed in the mighty name of Jesus. Anything that is making us feel like we are not worthy of a new season, we break that off right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Any doubts that could come to our mind, any worry, any fear of moving forward, because sometimes there could be a fear, like this new season seems so is great, but it's scary. And we're going to pray about removing the fear from us, because some of you are in the new season. It may be a new job opportunity. It may be a new assignment on your life. And it just may be maybe you're moving to a new city, or maybe God has given you new ideas to, bring the past. And it's scary. You don't know which way to go, but God is doing it new. He's with you. You can trust him. You can lean on God in this season. And let's continue to pray for each other in this season. So we're going to pray. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for this being a day we have never seen before. You are amazing, God. You are faithful, God, and there is no one like you. For that, we just want to give you all the honor and all the praise. We are in awe of you. We are so grateful for who you are, and we just want to give you glory. We just want to give you all the praise. Lord, we thank you for this broadcast, God. We thank you for every listener. You know them name by name and one by one, oh God. Touch us on today, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the new beginning that you are giving us on today, oh God. We thank you for removing any hindrances, oh God. We thank you for removing any doubt, any fear that is continually trying to hold us back, oh God. We are free to move forward on today, oh God. We are free to move into the things of you, oh God. I pray for someone who is feeling like they're stuck in that toxic relationship that does not bring you glory, oh God. Lord, deliver them from that relationship, oh God, so that they can move into the relationship that you are calling them to have in this season, oh God. We want to have godly, kingdom relationships, oh God. We don't want to waste time We don't want to be out of alignment with you, oh God. So today, God, whoever that person is, God, move them from anything that is not honoring you in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, there is someone that wants to grow like never before in you, oh God, but there are some things that try to come to trip them up, to make them go backwards, oh God, but today they will move forward in Jesus Christ, oh God. There is someone who may feel like they're stuck in a certain career, oh God, but Lord, you are going to give them the ability and the skills and the open doors so that they can launch into their new career, oh God, and that they will be great at everything that you put before them, oh God. So Lord, we thank you for the residue of the past coming off of us in the mighty name of Jesus. We are putting the new garment of praise on today, oh God. We are putting the new garment of your love, God. We are putting a new garment of your hope on today, oh God. We are throwing out our old garments, oh God, and replacing it with the garments that you have for us, oh God. New garments of a stronger prayer life. New garments of a deeper relationship with you, oh God. New garments of a new perspective, oh God, so that we can see you in the correct way, oh God. So Lord, give everyone who is listening a great weekend, oh God. Cover them, protect them, wrap your arms around them, oh God. Let them feel your love on this weekend, oh God. Do something amazing for them that lets them know that you are still with them. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. You guys have a blessed weekend, and God bless.